In this segment, we're going to spend some time discussing the surge of illegal alien children at our southern border, the catalyst for it, what it's resulting in, and reactions to it. Our next guest is a filmmaker who has produced two films on this issue, which provide both the visual and the factual information that are needed for a full understanding about what the issue of illegal immigration does create. His predictions regarding this issue have a pretty much an accuracy batting average every Major League Baseball player would envy. His films include They're Come to America, both 1 and 2. We say good morning to Dennis Michael Lynch. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on. In fact, I'm going to add something to that if I can. I have a third film that just came out 2 weeks ago. I announced it on Fox News, which is called We Ride to D.C. It also tackles portions of this topic and other topics across the country that are major issues that the mainstream media ignores. And that's one of the reasons why we have this border surge like we do, because the mainstream media just does not report the truth about this. If they did, Americans would demand that border be shut down a long time ago.
Well, to many people in my business, I'm, I guess, either stupid or brave enough to say, want to just play off of press releases and play nice to keep access instead of trying to give people the truth. Unfortunately, you know, we have people like you who run counter to that, so thank you for doing that.
No problem. Let me give you a prime example of what it is that we're talking about. About 6 months ago, ABC News, right, Diane Sawyer, which reaches almost 8 to 9 million people per night, in comparison to maybe Fox, who will reach about 2 million per night, she put out an entire segment about how secure the border was, and President Obama was part of that segment saying it's more than secure than it's ever been, and people can't expect it to be 110% secure, but it's great as it is. And they gave every reason for you to believe that it was secure. So if you're watching that news cast, you're thinking, all right, it's not that bad. I went down to Arizona the next day, 1 mile from where it is that they filmed, and you will see a ranch. You'll see this in my movie, We Ride to D.C., you'll see a ranch that sits right next to the biggest Border Patrol station in the country. It's got $40 million worth of technology on that ranch, everything from drones to radar to brand-new cameras, you name it. It's got an 18-foot ballard fence. And yet the rancher told me that in 18 months, he's had 42 trucks, full-size trucks of marijuana worth $1 million each, cut holes in the fence and drive right through his ranch, never being caught once. And I have the visuals of those of you seeing the fence being completely cut at the steel level and the steel just laying on the ground. I mean, not only does that make an enormous amount of noise, but my goodness, how big you imagine getting a truck through, never detected. So there's ABC News telling you one thing, and then there it is, Fox News taking my coverage and putting it on, but you've got a 9 million to 2 million fight. And then add on CBS and NBC, which will do the same thing as ABC, and then you've got a 30 million to 2 million fight. That's why we can't win this battle.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on, because of the work that you do. And you can learn more, by the way, Dennis's website, thecometoamerica.com. And I'm watching your films, and I'm thinking how, again, the immigration issue is presented as these poor, mistreated souls who are looking for opportunity, and they overlook entirely the criminal element. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the old axiom when you're playing poker is everyone has a tell, and when you find it, you take advantage of it. And what our tell is we have a weak border. So it's not just the lost souls, quote unquote, that see that and want to come over. It's the criminal aspect, and it's the terrorist aspect too, because there's been more than one story where Al-Qaeda manuals have been found in the barren desert of Arizona.
All right, I got to hit all this at once. First of all, yes, there are people who are coming into this country who are coming from desperate situations, but let's admit that most of the world is in a desperate situation, and we can't take everybody in, or else we become in a desperate situation. So the best way for us to help those other countries is for us to stay healthy ourselves. And when we're taking in millions and millions of people who can barely speak a lick of English, let alone any English whatsoever, they're coming in with diseases, no skills whatsoever, no education, we're only diminishing our own strength and our ability to help those people long term. Secondly, we have American children right now who are sleeping on floors. I've seen these people throughout the country making my films. They're living in rat-infested apartments, gunfire going over their head. They're sleeping on mattresses that are paper thin. We're not addressing those people. We're addressing people who are coming in from Guatemala that doesn't make sense. And then the point that you just made right at the end, of the people who are getting captured at this point, and captured really means that they're handing themselves over, there's the ratio is about 50%, meaning that 50% of the people are handing themselves over and the other 50% are skating through as the Border Patrol is preoccupied taking care of these families and children. Now, when you say the other 50% is skating through, these are people who aren't looking to be captured and processed and released into the U.S. because they've got criminal backgrounds. You have everything from drug smugglers to rapists to thieves and, unfortunately, terrorists. Because there are numerous reports on the congressional level dating back to 2012 and moving forward that state that the cartels are working with Hezbollah and Hamas, both very powerful terror networks, in getting people into the United States at will. And I personally know from the information I received from my Border Patrol agent informant friends that right now gang members are being paid up to $50,000 per head to smuggle in people who are called special customers. High-priority customers, and they're being delivered anywhere in the U.S. The majority of these people are from the Middle East, from Russia, and China.
Talking with Dennis Michael Lynch, his films include, as far as immigration is concerned, They Come to America, both 1 and 2. You can see all of Dennis's work at his website, thecometoamerica.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, I've spoken with, you know, as if the Border Patrol hasn't been hit enough or handcuffed enough when you think of Fast and Furious and everything that entailed. When you add this now to them, what's, you know, how strong is our line of defense when you have a, human nature being what it is, a group of, dedicated, but man, they got to be a frustrated bunch of workers down there.
They are. And you know, I'm going to be on the Huckabee show coming up in a couple of days, and I'm going to be showing an interview that I did with a Border Patrol agent. We don't show his face, but he's clearly in dress and he's in my car, and I ask him that very question. And he says that the morale at the Border Patrol at this point right now is at an all-time low. They're actually losing agents who are just leaving. They're leaving the department because they said they just can't seem to do it anymore. They can't bring themselves as Americans to continue to take people and drop them off at a detention center, to eventually drop them off at a bus depot, or to put them somewhere else knowing that these people are going to be released into the general public. The disease element is beyond comprehension. These people are just getting a look over. So if you're not bleeding, if you're not coughing up blood, you're just basically looked at and said, okay, you could go. So as I've been told, there is a 100% chance that the person who's coming in front of you from this Border Patrol, who the Border Patrol is releasing, there's a 100% chance that that person could carry a disease because they haven't been checked. So the Border Patrol agents themselves are putting themselves in harm's way, not only at the border, but now to be processing these people who can be extremely sick carrying diseases from third world nations. So our defense at the border is at an all-time low, not just for morale, but from the standpoint of people protecting the sovereignty and the security of this nation. And unfortunately, I say this all the time, unfortunately I lived through 9/11. I'm one of the people who ran from the buildings as they collapsed. And I can tell you what terror looks like firsthand, not just from on television. And my fear is, before this president leaves office, we're going to suffer something like that again, because you can bet all the tea in China that there are horrific people crossing that border as you and I speak.
I'm sure terrorists may be crazy, but they're very patient and very deliberate.
Well, the thing about terrorists, you know, I interviewed Rudy Giuliani for They Come to America too. And although this is not in the film, he said something to me which is very interesting. He says, you know, we're great at catching criminals in this country because the police can put their mind in that state. You know, it's still rational thinking. How do I steal this money? How do I steal this car? How do I get away with this murder? It isn't good thinking, but it is rational thinking. When you go to a terrorist, somebody who's willing to die in order to create evil and spread terror, that's insanity. That's irrational thinking. So to try to get our mind around the irrational mindset, that's why terrorists are so hard to catch, because you can't think that way. You're not programmed that way. And that's why it's so dangerous. And to be quite honest, I mean, when you look at somebody like President Obama, he leaves all of us sitting here saying, what can he possibly be thinking? And that's why we're so confused by his actions, because they fundamentally make no sense, unless you go back to what he said in 2008, which was he planned to fundamentally change the United States. I didn't see America as a place that needed fundamental changing, but he did. And through his immigration program right now, which is basically come on in and go wherever you want, he is fundamentally changing this country.
Case in point, we had a business. We have to wrap up here, but I posted this article on Facebook about a week or so ago. There's a company in Wisconsin who's facing federal charges because they dare to mandate that their employees speak English. So, again, fundamental change. That's one of the examples right there. Learn more about the truth and the facts about immigration, the real risks that it presents America, not just through a change of the demographics, but a change, even limitation of the future. This man's work is one of the must-sees, and you can see it at thecometoamerica.com. They Come to America Parts 1 and 2, and all his work are available for viewing at thecometoamerica.com. And spread the word about what the points are presented are in these films, because they are important to America's future. Dennis Michael Lynch, thanks for being here this morning.